together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Well, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Jake McMillan today. Mr. Bradley Dean is getting ready for an event tonight. We've been in Iowa here for the past couple weeks, and now we're broadcasting to you live from there. So I'd like to welcome everybody as a beautiful afternoon. It's kind of rainy. Looks like the sun is shining a little bit. But the important part to understand is that we are all here, and we are doing awesome. And, folks, many of you may be following on the media stir. There's been a lot going on. And, obviously, we understand, and I heard this said by a gentleman who was speaking about one of our congresswomen, that controversy is only dreaded by advocates of error. That's Dr. Benjamin Rush, who's one of our declaration signers. And when he said that, he was making a statement knowing full well that those that he was standing against, even when they were writing the Declaration of Independence and voting on independence within their country, they knew that the king was in error and he did not want to be confronted. And folks, the truth doesn't need to stand with our power. It stands on its own. Lies have no legs, no prop-ups. There's nothing that can stand when a lie is standing before the truth. No more than darkness can stand before the light. So, folks, I want to welcome you. Today, we're going to go through quite a few topics. We've talked about music, and this music is what brings to this nation, especially to this generation, it brings a message that is diametrically opposed to everything that we are founded on. It's opposed to our freedoms, our liberties, and most parents will take the time to ridicule or criticize maybe a Christian group or somebody for their beliefs or topics such as marriage or life and things like that, but they won't take a minute to go to their young son or daughter's iPod and just listen to some of that music and what that music promotes. I guarantee you, and as a matter of fact, we use this as an analogy. We do assemblies and we talk to kids, schools, high schools, colleges, all over the country, and we bring the analogy of being a children's book salesman. And in saying that, we have a list of books that we'll sell to, for instance, parents or maybe staff members at the college, and I'll ask them, would you buy my book, which is a guide to swearing, which teaches your kids all about swearing, shows them the cool names they can call you when they're mad at you using those swear words. Would you buy one of those books for your children? Now, most people would say no. Most people that are normal thinking, that have brains in their head, would say absolutely not. I wouldn't buy that book. Okay, well, how about a book that's all about sex for your young people? Teaches them everything they need to know graphic commentary in there. If they can't read, it shows pictures. Most of the staff or people that I have children would say, absolutely not. I would never get a book like that for my young son or daughter. How about your complete drug catalog? Teaches your kids all about drugs. Shows them everything they need to know about it. Shows them pictures, how to use it, how to sell it, how to grow it. And at the end, it has a reference list of drug dealers where the kids can get in touch with and get started today. And most people would respond with any common sense, absolutely not. If I came into a school and I tried to bring books like this into that school, the principal would have me arrested and drug off of the school premise. But pointing back to most of the youth and the culture these days, because there is no gatekeeper, the parents aren't watching what they're listening to, parents don't mind what they're playing with on their video games, these three things, and books, folks, are very powerful, but music is much more powerful. You ask a kid, would you rather read a book or listen to a CD? He's obviously going to say, I'd rather listen to a CD. Kids are getting this pumped into their mind 24/7. And as many of you have maybe been following a little bit of the uproar or some of the stir that's been going on, you have adults that are acting completely like children, trying to castigate a message that supports our traditional values that we have in this country, our morality, what we stand for, what's written in the Constitution, what is founded in the Declaration of Independence, and they advocate error. So going back to Benjamin Rush, and folks, you can find this on Twitter, too. You want to go to BradleyDean1 on Twitter. Bradley's Twittering stuff every single day. He's constantly putting out new messages, little tidbit things for you to chew on. So you're armed. You know, when the Bible talks about the Lord sends the children of Israel out, he said he's sending them out harnessed. Harnessed means prepared. Prepared for what? Well, to do battle. And obviously we understand our battle is not flesh and blood. Our battle is things like this. We need to be equipped with the right words to speak truth, not only to power, but also to darkness to shed light. So going back to those that advocate error, they hate controversy. And that controversy that comes upon them, it exposes where their error is. And we're going to do that through the rest of the show. We're going to expose what, for example, musicians are singing about, and we're going to finish that off. This will be the last section on this particular topic of music because it's so important. Again, Socrates said, let me write the music of a nation. I don't care who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Now think about this, and I leave you with this before we break. At a concert, many of you have been to a concert, and all of you out there listening right now, just take mental note, does everybody obey the law at a concert? When a musician gets out on stage and he holds up a big glass of beer or they come out with illegal drugs and they say to the crowd, you know, bottoms up or, you know, take a hit or whatnot, what does the crowd generally say? Do they say, well, no, we can't do that. It's illegal. Or I'm underage. I can't be drinking. No. They follow what the musician says. So Socrates has validity to what he's saying. I don't care who writes the laws. I will control its people. Let me write the music of a nation. Folks, again, you can follow us at sonsoflibertyradio.com. You also can go to the Twitter feed, which is BradleyDean1, and also Facebook. We have a Sons of Liberty Facebook. Bradley Dean has a Facebook. Like us. Get on board. We want to hear your feedback. And again, folks, all it takes is a little bit of light, and darkness dissipates. You don't need to be the majority, as Samuel Adams said, a fellow son of liberty. You need to be irate. You need to be tireless. And you can be the minority, but you need to be keen on setting brush fires of liberty and truth in the hearts of men. And we're assured victory. And I'll also leave you with this. Martin Luther King Jr., when speaking in the great movement that we have now called Equal Rights, he shed his blood so many men could have the liberty. He said, for when a people get caught up with that which is right, and they're willing to sacrifice for it, there is no stopping point short of victory. Folks, I love your profession. I love the fact that you love God. We need to action.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 866-233-0747 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers, or as they would call themselves, choicers, they choose to murder, wish to silence, the patriots the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Again, if you just tuned in and you just caught this segment, it's Monday, March 12th, 2012. We're in Iowa today. And you might be asking yourself, why are you in Iowa? Well, we're in Iowa because the great people in the state of Iowa have requested us to come down here and do a follow-up assembly to an assembly that started off awesome. It was a fantastic assembly we did. The students that were there loved the assembly, had no issues with the messages. The school staff, everything was going great. And then, if I could get the music, it would be dun-dun-dun. Then the media gets involved, and they start asking questions. So, what did this group do when they came into your school? Next thing you know, you would think Texas Chainsaw Massacre came to this community in Iowa. But folks, what happens, again, as I talked about in the first segment, is truth does not require anything to stabilize it. It is, when it comes into a room, just like light, that darkness dispels. And so quite a few families have requested that we come back to this community and show the community what was shown in their school. Because the media would have you thinking that all of the issues that are out there, all the hot-button issues, and what they do is they take a little bit and they run with it. Now, I don't need to lecture any of you listeners because I know you know what the media is all about. But typically when you read the front headlines, you can look the other way and know that what's being spoken about, the exact opposite, is true. In this particular case, I encourage you, if you're from Iowa, you're one of our listeners, you want to come out to the Faith Assembly of God Church in Elk Run Heights, Iowa. The address is 5112 Lafayette Road, and you can get in touch with us through Facebook. You can go to the website. You can call the office, 877-807-3377. You can call that number, and you can get to us, and we'll give you the details on the event tonight. That's 877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. Get the details. Come see the message that is stirring it up. And folks, you know, last night I had a chance to speak to a few people. We showed them the message, and this is the message. And I'm going to give you their reaction, but I'll just tell you the reaction right now, and then I'll let you decide what your reaction is. But they said, that's it. This is what all the stir is about. Teaching traditional values that America can cling to and believe in and experience the liberty that we've had for years, decades in this nation. We are the freest country ever. People all over the world covet us because of our liberty. And what we have to teach students all across the nation and executives and principals is that law is what protects that. Our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and men are dying right now. We are blood-bought, folks, and that leads to our responsibility. It's not one thing. It's one thing to just say I'm an American, say I'm a Christian, or that I love liberty, I love principles, I love the youth, and do nothing. You're neglecting your responsibility, and Dante said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crises, maintain their neutrality. Listen, God isn't even so much angry with those that are doing wickedly that are against him, that are upright. Paul did the same thing, and he was converted because he followed the truth that he thought was in his heart. It was those that stood around and did nothing while crimes were being committed. Those that spoke up and said nothing. And you know what's even more blasphemous about that? Those ministries that are in a position, you people and people all over the country that are in a position to say and do something because God has given you that position and that authority, and the good people of America, or wherever they might be, have given you that authority to stand bold on certain topics and issues. And, well, we just don't want the controversy. Folks, I spoke to probably a half a dozen churches around one of these communities where this happened. And guess what the churches said? Well, you know, we want to stay neutral on this. If you find a place to do a follow-up message, people in the community, we're asking community leaders, can we open this up? Can we do it here? Can we have this group come in and show us what happened? Let's be objective about it. We're not in favor. We're not against it. We don't even know it. What happened? And guess what happened? Everybody closed the doors except for the Faith Assembly of God Church in Elk Run Heights. So, again, it's at 5112 Lafayette Road, Elk Run Heights, Iowa. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can listen to this show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can hear the rerun. We're going to be playing it for the rest of the day. It's at 7 p.m. tonight. Again, today's Monday, March 12th. And here is part of the excerpt, part of the assembly. When we talk to young people about music, we talk about Bob Pittman, who is the co-founder of MTV, one of the most successful television networks ever to exist. And it keeps continuing to grow. I ask the kids, how many of you watch MTV? Most of them raise their hand, and every one of them know. And I say to them, well, this is what Bob Pittman said about you. He said, the main thing, the strongest appeal you can make is emotionally. Once you got their emotions going, you've got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them. And so I asked the kids, you know, Bob Pittman saying, I'm your daddy. How many bands on MTV endorse good morals? Can you name for me three through their music? Good morals through their music. Bob Pittman is a father figure across the nation. And I play the Jeopardy music, and the kids sit there, and they can't think of three. Very rarely can they even think of one, and most of the time it's maybe one song or two songs. Actually, I shouldn't even say most of the time. Most of the time it's nothing. But once in a while they may pop off a song or something like that. And I got to say to them, no, I'm talking about bands that consistently promote good morals through their music because this is a parent, a parental figure in their lives. The average teen listens to 6 hours of music a day, 10,500 hours of music from junior high to high school. And in that time frame, that 10,500 hours, that's almost as many hours as a young person spends in school from kindergarten to 12th grade. So just in junior high and high school years alone, kids are being educated by music almost 2-to-1 over their own education that they get in school. And most of the time when we go to these schools, you see kids with their headphones on, their iPods on. They're listening to music while they're in class. They hide it through their sleeves of their coat. They listen to it at their lockers, in the gym room. So after I let these kids kind of fumble around, and I say, so none of these bands that this network gives you promote good morals? I move to a next slide. Elton John. Many of you know Elton John as a famous singer, songwriter, composer. He's been around for quite a while. In 1976, he said, I crave to be loved. There's nothing wrong with going to bed with somebody of your own sex. I just think people should be very free with sex. They should draw the line at goats. Now, listen to me, folks. I didn't say anything about homosexuality. I didn't say anything about Elton John. I'm merely repeating his lyrics, and that's all we do in our assembly presentation. We don't give a bias. We don't give a slant. We don't tell anybody one way or another because that's not education. That's called indoctrination. Now, indoctrination is what the left is very good at, and it's what the media is very good at, but that's not what we're doing. We're there to educate. So I asked the kids, being that that's Elton John's moral standard, and he sings music. Most of the kids would never buy an Elton John album, but he sings on movies like Lion King, and I'm sure every single one of you have seen it, or maybe your children have seen it. And so here you have this perverted, sexually deviant man singing music for little kids with a moral standard like that. You know, you can have sex with anything, anybody, just draw the line at goats. I asked the kids, would you want your young son or daughter to spend the night at Elton's house? Of course they say no. And then I move on to the next slide where Elton John and Eminem, shock rapper Eminem, if any of you know him, any of you have seen a kid in the suburbs with his pants sagging, his hat cocked to the side, he can thank Eminem. He started a movement in this country, and unfortunately it was a very vulgar, misogynistic, terrible, terrible movement, radical lyrics. As a matter of fact, one song he sings about killing his wife, putting her in the trunk of a car and pushing her into a body of water, I don't know if it was a river or what it was, and drowning her. With her little kid, with his little kid next to him, saying, say bye-bye to mommy, and the little kid's talking on the song. Anyway, Elton John got on stage and performed that particular song with Eminem. So further compounding his moral standards and showing you what he's really about, yet he's allowed to sing to young people. Kids get the picture. Eminem said, I take each degenerate's head, reach into it, see if he's influenced by me, if he listens to music. If he feeds into this blank, he becomes an innocent victim and becomes a puppet on the string of my tennis shoes. And then he says, in the song Role Model, follow me, do exactly what the song says, smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people, and drink. Performing a song with Elton John on stage. And then I move forward, I do the children's book salesman analogy. Well, I just told you, would you buy a book that was a guide to swearing, all about sex, your complete drug catalog? Would you buy those for your kids? Of course not. So the fact that I'm bringing up these flags and showing that in this music, this is all that's pushed. And I point to the audience and I say, you're somebody's kid. And yet you're allowed to listen to this? And any parents that have any issues with any messages that we bring across in our Judeo-Christian principles, I would say to you that you're part of the problem. Because all I'm doing is shining light and exposing the problem. Not making a predisposed judgment on anybody's behalf, just shining light. And folks, again, as Benjamin Rush said at the beginning of this program, those that advocate error, they hate controversy. They hate when light comes in on them. Controversy is only dreaded by advocates of error. As I move on, we're going to talk about Lady Gaga, and we're going to continue on this topic, because homosexuality is promoted through music. And again, what I'm going to do is show two sides. I'm going to show a side of the coin that's not being shown, shine some light, and then I'm going to ask questions. Folks, I hope you join me. We've got a lot of top 40 artists that we cover, and their message is going to be shocking. It's going to make a lot of parents blush. And parents, if you're listening to this, shame on you. Your children should not be. That's not the example we need to set in America. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back with you.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. And boy, I'll tell you what, there's just a plethora of things to touch on when dealing with this topic, and especially what's going on right now. Folks, you want to go to Bradley Dean Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or Bradley Dean 1, that's the number 1, on Twitter. And you can kind of follow along what's going on. But we just talked about recently those who, controversy is dreaded by the adversaries of advocates, excuse me, the adversaries. They're not adversaries of error. They're definitely advocates of error. And you can see it happening on a constant basis. So the more light that we shed, they don't know how to react. And folks, this is what I've seen just in the past couple of days in dealing with pastors and professing Christians and things like that. Oh, I really agree with what you guys do. I just, you know, just keep that between me and you, okay? Don't tell anybody that I'm in agreement because I don't want to ruin my witness or something. I'm just wondering, what is everybody terrified of? There is no terror. As a matter of fact, it's part of the curse in Deuteronomy, if you read it, and in Leviticus, both 26, Leviticus 28, Deuteronomy. You'll flee when no man pursues. Heck, half the time I think the liberal agenda is just cracking up because they barely have to do it. They just say boo, and they run away. And all this booing is all that's going on. It's merely smoke. It's wind. It's chaff. And the Lord said that he burns up the chaff with unquenchable fire because that's what the truth does. When the truth is there and you're willing to confront and you're willing to stand, just like a pillar, it holds up an entire building. I found out just in my short years of life that a majority of people are sheep. They're just sheep that are going this way and that way. Whoever has the microphone seems to be who the sheep follow. No matter what they say, no matter what church they go to, no matter what they profess, crazy thing is a lot of folks that I talk to and they're, you know, Christians, they listen to a lot of the music that I've just discussed here today. Oh, I have Elton John CDs. I didn't know that he said that. That was your first problem. I don't know if it's just me, but in the Bible in 2 Corinthians, when it talks about be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship does light have with darkness. You can't mix the two together. I'm sorry. You can't even do it. It's impossible. I don't care how much darkness you have. The minute you light a match, it puts out the darkness, and you can see a certain radius. There is no amount of darkness that will ever put out the light. And folks, when you have Christ, and Christ is that one that you profess and the one that you walk in his spirit, because about demonstration, that's what Christ said, not in word and in tongue, 1 Corinthians 4:20, but in deed and in truth, that's what we're to walk in and empower, not by the wisdom of men, not by men's wisdom, but by power. When they see Christ, it's just like that light that no darkness can put out. So I just got done talking about before the children's book salesman, and I would go broke if I tried to sell books in schools across this nation that taught kids how to swear, how to have sex, and do drugs. So a person should never be ostracized for protecting kids from those three things. And, of course, there's more than that. But now I move on to Lady Gaga, and I'm just wondering, where is all the uproar about this woman? This is what she sings. I don't want to be a celebrity. I want to make a difference. I never want to look pretty. If I can be a leader, I will. That's what she says. So parents, just listen. Lady Gaga saying, I will be a leader for your young people. And then she has a pornographic photo shoot in her song Fame. Now listen to this song, Born This Way. It's also the title of her latest release. I'm beautiful in my way because God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way. Hey, okay. You know, God makes no mistakes. Absolutely he does not. He gives us all capacity and members and mental intellect to be able to make decisions and choices in our lives that we'll either suffer the consequences of or we'll reap the benefits of, because the Bible says God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that he shall also reap. It's a guarantee, law of nature, and it's a revealed law. Then she switches gears. It's kind of like back in the day when you all remember Harrison, George Harrison from the Beatles, when he sang his song, remember, Hallelujah, and you guys all know the song. And then at the end, he switches it. He switches the lyrics to say, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So it's this sublime little message that he's moving through. And going back to Jimi Hendrix, music is a spiritual thing on its own. You can hypnotize people's music. When you get them at their weakest point, you can preach into their subconscious what we want to say. George Harrison did the same thing. He knew most of his listeners were probably Christians or belonged to some type of Orthodox Christian religion, went to church, and Hallelujah was a common phrase. But pretty soon they're hooked and they're singing this. And like a zombie, they switch into Krishna, Krishna. I don't know, those weirdos got ponytails in the back of their heads and think that some God is going to pull them up by their hair into heaven. Do I need to say any more? George Harrison is also deceased now. Half the Beatles are in that band. I'm getting off on a side note here, but know that John Lennon, in his book The Spaniard in the Works, called Christ a greasy, I'm paraphrasing here because I'm going from memory, but he called him a greasy-haired, fascist, bastard, Catholic Spaniard. He told Newsweek that Christianity will go now, and he even implied himself and his band to be more popular than Jesus. It wasn't too long after the person who assassinated, shot him in the back. And he said he heard a voice in his mind saying, shoot him again, shoot him again, shoot him again. That's the way our enemy works, to steal, kill, and destroy. Same thing happened with Dimebag Darrell, the guitar player for Pantera, was up on stage performing songs like Cowboys from Hell, you know, Showdown, Shootout, Spread Fear Within, Reach for Your Gun, You Better Listen Well, My Friend, You See It's Been Slowed Down Below, Aimed at You Were the Cowboys from Hell, Sparks Fly Everywhere from My Double Barrel 12-Gauge. Next thing you know, Dimebag's performing on a stage and a young man comes up with a handgun and at point-blank range shoots him and kills him. This is what goes on. These are the spiritual things that happen. The lead singer of Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant, he sang and he blamed most of the band's troubles on Jimmy Page, the guitar player's obsession with the occult. And he does. He's a self-proclaimed witch. He bought Aleister Crowley's old house on Loch Ness. These guys were dabbling in the cult, and right when their band started to get big, in the 70s, a number of people died that were associates of Led Zeppelin, roadies, tour coordinators, wives. One of the roadies committed suicide in Jimmy Page's house. Robert Plant's son died of a sudden disease at 5 years of age. And then in 1980, the drummer died from asphyxiation. He choked on his own vomit after a night of partying, drinking alcohol. So spiritual things follow these bands. They'll be the first to admit it, so don't blow it off like it's something else. Angus Young said, I'm just along for the ride. I become possessed when I'm on stage. Something else is steering me, he said. So he's on stage with AC/DC, who sold over 100 million albums throughout the nation. That possession that's taking place with him, what's going on through their music and through those CDs that are going in people's minds every day of the week? Turn on a classic rock station. AC/DC is on every single day. Now, the topic of homosexuality in music is starting to come in quite a bit. And I come back to Lady Gaga because in the beginning she said, I'm beautiful in my way because God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way. Then she switches. This is what people have an issue with. Oh, you're gay-hating. You're hate-mongering. It's picking on gay people. No, I'm not. I'm reading the lyrics from the song by Lady Gaga. I just told you what Elton John's moral standard was, have sex with anything except for goats. He's a very flamboyant homosexual. No matter gay, straight, or bi, lesbian, transgendered life, this is Lady Gaga. Further on in the song, no matter black, white, or beige, cola or orient made, I'm on the right track, baby. Born this way. So let me ask you a question. What is she doing? She's taking that old adage. See, what they've done is they've taken the blood, sweat, and tears of the awesome work of those men like Martin Luther King Jr., like John Lewis, like Andrew Young, and a whole host of other nameless, faceless other preachers, men of God, and people that stood in the gap for equal rights so that they would not be discriminated because of the color of their skin. Now what they're saying is, hey, our sexual deviancy can be tied right into the color of somebody's skin because we're born this way and God made us this way. Listen, does God make liars, thieves, blasphemers? No. God doesn't make you that way. He makes you with mental capabilities and a capacity to make choices. Lady Gaga is saying, I'm going to choose to be sexually deviant, and that's the same thing as being born black, the same thing as being born white, the same thing as being born Hispanic. That's what she's saying. I just read it to you. No matter gay, straight, or bi, lesbian, transgender life, no matter black, white, or beige, color, or orient made, I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way. Now, isn't that a form of racism? Isn't that a form of racism to say, well, you're black, oh, you're just like a guy who wants to be sexually deviant. Isn't that a form of racism? Trying to tag on the color of somebody's skin? I've heard a number of black folks say, don't equate your sin, in other words, your moral choices. What did Martin Luther King say? That a man should be judged by the content of his character, not the color of his skin. The content of his character, that is the moral attributes that one takes on, the choices one makes morally. And sex has everything to do with morality. Once upon a time in our country, adultery was looked upon as sin and wrong and illegal, and it still is in all 50 states, by the way. Illegal. That means it was punishable by law enforcement. Ah, well, adultery, not everybody's having it. How many politicians have been divorced? How many people running for president? Well, I guess there's only one at this point that we know about that's open about it. And hopefully by his profession he's moving on. But the point is these choices that people like Lady Gaga are making, I would be furious if she tried to equate what she did to me because I'm born white. I'm just like a gay person because God made us both the same way. No, I deny myself. I put off my sinful passions and I say no to them. I deny my flesh. That's what that which I desire in my flesh, no matter what it might be. Sin is sin. Look at the Ten Commandments. I put that off so I can walk morally upright. I'm not the same. It's just like saying the man who works hard all of his life and stores up a savings account should give it to a poor guy because, well, the poor guy was born this way. No, he made choices to be where he's at, just like I did to mine. And that man who made bad choices should not be rewarded. So if anybody should be mad about this topic, again, that's Lady Gaga. Look up the lyrics, Born This Way. That's what she said, and that's what she's pushing to young people across the nation. We'll be right back. We're going to cover the stats and what this country used to teach regarding this topic of sexual deviancy and homosexuality. We'll be right back with you, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation, so call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We've been touching on the topic of music and a lot of the media controversy that's going around when we talk about music. But I'll tell you what, if we were to ask permission from the press or any of these simple-minded thinkers, we wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't come out of my house because that would be discrimination, because my pants might be the wrong color, or maybe my eyes, the way that I look, you know, the way that I put my car keys into the ignition, that would be discrimination and racism. Folks, I just got done telling you about Lady Gaga, and I want to open up the lines here. This is the last segment, so please call quickly if you want to get in. If not, I just got to keep going. 877-807-9977. Number again is 877-807-9977. And remember, controversy as, oh boy, I just, it's his name, Benjamin Rush said, controversy is the only dreaded by advocates of error. So let's talk some more about the topic. Again, the call number is 877-807-9977. We're going to move on to the topic of abortion, because this is another hot-button issue. And you know what? I was just talking yesterday with our crew, and we were discussing. I thought, you know, we're not even brave. The fact that we protect a baby's life, that's nothing. That's not like, oh, I'm a martyr. I'm just like in the Bible when I suffered persecution. No, you protect a baby. If I saw a baby drowning in a pool, sure, I'd be heralded as a hero for saving it, but not a martyr. I'm obligated to do that. There are such things as good neighbor laws. You might even be prosecuted if you see a crime being committed upon your neighbor and you do nothing. You don't act. You're actually an accessory to that crime by doing nothing. Folks, protecting babies is the least of what we can do. The Bible ensures us the right to life. when God gave Adam and Eve life. Started in Genesis. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights says that no person shall be deprived of life without due process of law. In other words, you have to go to court. You've got to be convicted before you lose that right to life. God gives it to you. All men are created equal. Endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life. So Metallica sings in that song, Harvester of Sorrow. Drink up, shoot in, let the beating begin. Distribute our pain. Your loss becomes my gain. Further on the song, it says, to see into my eyes, you'll find where murder lies. Infanticide. How many people know what infanticide is? Most of the students that we reach, they're not really sure on it. Maybe a handful of them do. So I give an example of a young girl who's actually prosecuted. She's in jail right now. She had a baby in her laundry room, 17-year-old girl in high school. Right after she had that baby in her laundry room, she stabbed it 135 times. The most innocent human being on the planet is an infant. If you don't take care of it, it will die. It is the most defenseless human being you have. And she butchered this young child. That's infanticide. That's killing a baby. Again, I just read to you the song lyric to talk about that. And then I move on and I show the picture of a saline abortion. Look, you can find them. They're on the net. Take a look at that. And I ask the kids, does this look like a glob of goo or some kind of a matter or a fetus? And no, it looks like a baby. And they're appalled. They can't believe it. They didn't know that this is what abortion is. This is education. Remember, controversy is only dreaded by advocates of error. If you're pro-choice, as you would call it, if you choose to murder, or you choose to say it's okay to murder, then you should want to show people what it is. I mean, what is it that you're proud of? Hey, listen, I'm proud of my kids. I show pictures all the time. I'm proud of accomplishments that, you know, we as a ministry, or you just things that you're proud of. You show it. You showcase it. You're proud of it. You don't put it in darkness and say, oh, I'm really proud of my son or daughter. Well, where are they at? Oh, I lock them in the closet during the day so nobody can see them. But that's what these people do. They lock it in the closet. They keep it in darkness because they don't want anybody to see it or know what they're doing because they're criminals. Guess who else hides, folks? If you ask a criminal, what do you do for work? Well, I rob banks. Really? Yeah, I hide out during the day. The only time I come out is at night. Sounds like a criminal. Sounds like exactly what this agenda is doing. You can fluff it up and pamper it and make it women's rights. Oh, I don't like when you persecute my freedoms with your religion. Baloney. You're killing people, and that's all there is to it. Now, I don't even have to say any of that dialogue that I just gave you. I just show a picture and say this is an example of infanticide. And then I move on, and I give the Article 5 of the Bill of Rights that I just explained. I give the Declaration of Independence. We're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among these are life, liberty, property. I ask the young person, now, is infanticide right? When I ask the student, is infanticide right? Is it okay to, you know, as they call it, abort a young person in the womb? Every single student says no. I didn't tell them. I asked them the question. No. So we interview kids afterwards. You know what they say most? I didn't even know. I used to be pro-choice. I didn't really know what an abortion was. And I'm definitely pro-life now. And I will not advocate for killing a baby anymore. I tell them, did you know that your generation has been under attack? Literally, they have been targeted in the womb. The most defenseless human being, again, is in the womb. And they're being literally attacked. They're being literally attacked. From the time they're in the womb, half of their brothers, sisters, well, 55 million of their brothers, sisters, cousins, nephews, whatever you want to say, their relations, their generation has been killed. Has been killed. Through abortion. And then I show them up until 1973, anyone who murdered a child in the womb by abortion would be criminally prosecuted. See, the law used to protect life. Now the law works against life. Oh, that's not true. We're protecting the right. See, what happens is criminals got to get in and create a new right. For instance, the right to marry who you love. So if I love a squirrel, I can marry it? Oh, that's ridiculous. Come on. No, it's not any more ridiculous than two men marrying each other. Give me a break. You're not going to stop. See, sin doesn't stop. It keeps going and going and going. Just because this generation won't buy you marrying a squirrel doesn't mean if they get into textbooks and they get into public schools, which is exactly where they want to go because they're criminals, they want to do it in the darkness, they don't want to tell you about it, they don't want the children coming home after school talking to their parents about it, they want it all done in secret, they want their field trips, they want their trips to the abortion clinic secret, don't want to tell their parents about the abortion, they want guilty criminals just like they are. They want them to go out and have sex because they know if they do that, they've broken a law and they've broken their conscience. And now they're going to be more apt to get on birth control without telling their parents because they need to hide it. And then they're going to be more apt to get abortions because they want to hide the fact that they have been having sex. And if they don't need to tell their parents, well, then what good is honoring your father and mother anymore? And parents, who are you to tell me? You see where this spins out? And then you've got a new generation with new ideals. And as Lincoln said, the philosophy in the classroom of one generation will be the philosophy of politics in the next generation. But up until 1973, I tell the kids, the students, anyone who murdered a child in the womb by abortion will be criminally prosecuted. See, we used to protect your life. We used to say, no, life is precious, and life will be protected by us and our laws, and we as communities will stand up for life. Did you know it's illegal to kill whales in this country? I ask the kids, you know, you get fined, you get prosecuted. Same thing if you cut down a cactus in Arizona, you can get 25 years in jail. So we protect cactuses and whales, but what about that baby? What happens to the abortion doctor after he butchers a small child in the womb and throws it in a garbage bag and puts it in a dumpster? What happens to him? Any criminal prosecutions going on? What is the uproar about that? Well, the green thumb tree huggers, they'll go after you if you pick a flower in a state park. And I get the regulation of you don't want people coming into state parks and picking thousands of flowers and then going out and selling them. I understand that. That's fine. Make it illegal. But what about our babies? Why is nobody paying attention to that? Why do you get a misdemeanor when you pick a flower in a state park, but a woman who kills her baby inside of her womb when she knows it's living, she takes an ultrasound, she gets to see it. Why does nothing happen to her? So you have that same pregnant woman, after she gets an abortion, goes out and picks a flower in a state park, she'll be fine with a misdemeanor. How about messing with eagles or their eggs? You do it twice, $10,000 or imprisonment for not more than 2 years or both. 4,000 babies are murdered every single day. And then I bring the example of Johnny Cash. Well, at the end, and I'm just going to sum it up now because we've only got a couple minutes. He says in his life, he was an adulterer, committed adultery on his wife while he had children, got remarried. My daddy's new husband was the product of an adulterated relationship. He says at the end of his life, what have I become, my sweetest friend? Because this is to empower this generation to say, you know what, you haven't been taught right and wrong, and if you have done wrong, you can stop now today and turn. What does Christ say? Turn at my reproof, and behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. At the end of Johnny Cash's life, he sings, if I could start again a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way. In other words, I would not continue in that lifestyle, I would not continue in that sin, I would not promote it. You can't get much more successful than he did in the music industry. And I leave that as an example for the young people to say, listen, make the right choices now. Turn at what you've heard. Take this knowledge, you're accountable for it, and make right choices and protect your generation. Because it's obvious before us and before all of our eyes in this country that the past generations could care less, and they haven't done anything to protect. They've only watched it. Because, like I started at the beginning of the show, how many churches, oh, I just don't want to get involved. I want to stay neutral. Yep, you stay neutral, you'll be despised. And just like Moses was told by God, that generation that refused to go into the promised land, I'm taking their kids in because they refuse to lead their kids in. They're going to walk around and die in the wilderness, but the kids are coming in. Folks, we've got an awesome generation to stand for. And how many men and women and sons and daughters don't have a daddy or a husband to come home to? For those of you. God bless you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll see you tonight.